Continue our shiurim on Binyan Ariel. We are on daf now Nun Aleph. Okay, we are now in a section. Last, the Ois Tez Vav 15. Biu Lashon Ari Zal Shamar Shenivru Olamot Kedei Lotzi Lipoel Mashia Bekoach. We know this very famous concept is that in everything was created, everything was there at the beginning. I should say everything was actually there at the beginning. Everything was komus, as we explained, was hidden, and it was there in potential, but it didn't come to actualization until until he willed it. So let's see this. V'hine, Biur Lashon Ari Zal Anizkeret Hu Shekasha Alav Yotzono Livro HaOlamot. Then when he decided to create the worlds, Gam Alu Beotzono Ofne Hityachesuto Aleihem, and also how we're going to interact with this system of worlds, Venhagato Otam, and how he's going to lead them. V'chein Kitzvatz Kol HaKochot HaMiuchadim HaTzrichim Lahem. And therefore he gathered together all the necessary forces in order to run this system. V'kevan Shepratei HaNagatav V'Kochotav Nodaim B'Shmot Kinuyim V'chein Kasher Yotzim Lifol Mishtalmim V'Yetziatam Lifol Kinaz Az Gam Shemotav Kinuyim Yotzim Min HaLem El HaGiloy Amid Gale Ensof Ensof Ve'Atzilut Kosho B'Kol Shemotav Kinuyim Yotzim Lifol Kol Kochot HaNagatav L'Nhig HaNivraim Mishtalem Rotzono Tachlit Al Yedei Ze She'aita Kemanoto Livro HaOlam Ve'Angam Ligalot Al Yedam Yehudo. So the way it's done, as he's explaining over here, is that it's being done through the various Shem Hashemas, Shem Hashems, the Shem HaKadosh, which are many Shemas, Shakai, Elohim, Havaya, Eke, all these different Shemas. And once a person is more advanced, goes into the Kavanas and sees the Shemas, especially in the Siddur Rashash. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this system, took these ideas, took these forces, and was able to make them into a system and to use the system in order to make a perfect world, or worlds, or universe, and everything else that is included in that. That was done through the shtamshus of what we call the kinuyim of Hashem. And last time we said that Bezalel knew the secrets of how to combine letters of the alphabet in order to create the world Shemayim Va'aretz. So that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. And then he said the whole tafkid is in order to Megale Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem, even though it sounds a little counterintuitive over here, that he's creating more and more details, which usually is more on Pirud, which is the opposite of Yichud, but in essence, it's really that is the challenge in this world, is to go through and sift through all these details and actually say the Yichud behind it, because that is the underlying basis which holds all the Pirud together, is of the Yichud. And then he says, She'ein od milevado, to recognize that there's nothing else but Hashem. Because if Hashem did not do it in this way, then we have a world which would be too distant from our world. There would be too much of a distance. But rather, there was a intermediary worlds, spiritual worlds, celestial worlds that were created between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to show us the connection between us and them. For example, if somebody's all the way down the pit and you're all the way up the pit, somebody's fallen down the well and you're at the top of the well, what do? You send out a rope. You send out a rope, and that is your connection between that person and this and the person on top and the person in all the way down the well. And then you're able to pull the person up. That's exactly what happened over here. All the shtalshilus, the olamot, the pratim in the pratov, Pati Patim, that culture will create is our lifeline, our connection point between that. So in order not to get lost and to see the opposite facet of it, of all the distribution of the various details, and then get lost in the details and not realize what is the fundamental basis that keep it all together, one has to miyachid yichudim, as he calls it, the Ariza, and recognize the yichud shebo. Okay, let's continue. She'en olivad v'hodi olivada de'la'olam rak achad diber Hashem. It's all one dibur Hashem. Agam ki shtaim ze shemati, like this is in Tehillim. Tolama shmitzad debriya yesh ba inyanim muchlafim tovim ra'im nire. כי שתיים זהו שמעתי. אבל מצד אמיתת ייחודו שהכל צפוי, הרי אחד דיבר אלוקים ואין עוד מלבד. Even though it seems to be there are a lot of details, again, this paradox, a lot of details, but we have to know the background is holding it all together. That is the ייחוד רם, that's the אחד דיבר אלוקים. Okay, right, ט"ז, שמות הקדוש, שבכל ספירה הם כפי הנהגת ומידת אותה ספירה, ויוצאים לפעול ומתגלים גם הם בבריאת העולם. Okay, now we're going to speak more about the details about the ספירות and the midas and how how the anhaga comes from them. Excuse me. הנה, הדייחסות שמות הקדוש אל עשרת מן הנהגה הכלולים בעשר ספירות הצילות היא כך. שם אקה הוא בכתר, שבו כל הכמוס, ויפעול, ויות לפעול, וגילו כפי הרצון המעציל, בסדר הנהגת עולמו, סוד אקה אשר אקה. שכל השמות כללו בשם אקה, וכאשר יוצאים הנהגה לפעול מהכתר וחוץ, אז כפי בחינת הספירה, תתקלה הנהגה בשם אמיתים, הוא מתייחס לאותה הספירה ולבחינת הנהגתה. Okay, so we're going to now explain the different shemes and how they relate to the different ספירות. So the first name that we find, this is the first name that was taught to us in the Torah when Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what? How can I go back to the people of Mitzrayim and tell them that I spoke to Hashem, Hashem spoke to me, what should I tell them is your name? So he said, Eke Ashe Eke. I will be Eke, Hashem Eke. Now, what does Hashem Eke represent in vis-a-vis Sfirot? How high on the echelon? We know the Ket is the highest and Malchut is the lowest. So it represents the highest of in the echelon of Sfirot. The Ratzon referring to Ket referring to the Ratzon. Is the will behind all things that makes everything go. That's how, for example, it's the famous example that we give is an architect. An architect, or even a person when he decides he wants to build a house, he has a rough idea, he has a ratzon, he has a will. The will is there. He doesn't know what he's going to build, how he's going to build, he doesn't know how many windows and how many floors he's going to have, but he knows he wants to build a house. When he goes later on, when he starts formulating a bit more details, he goes down that idea, that will goes down to his chokhmah, starts using his brains now in order to formulate a general, okay, I want a house with three floors. Okay, he doesn't know still how the kitchen is going to look, he doesn't know where the kids are going to sleep, where's the parents' bedroom, he doesn't know all those details, but that goes down to his bina. He starts getting more into detail, that he's going to use his bina, and his bina is going to dictate to him exactly all the details in the house, and how many windows, and how many doors, and how many bathrooms he's going to have in the house. And that goes on and on and on and on. So the keter, which is the ratzon, the will, the highest bechina is keneged, this highest bechina of Shem Hashemos, Shem Hashem, which is Eke. And I'll read that again. Shem Eke hu beketer, shebo hakol kamus. Keter is the loshen kamatz. Also, we find the keter is represented by kamatz, the vowel kamatz, which kamitza means to hold tight. Called tight, meaning it's tightly packed with everything else is there. All the ratzon, that it means as the house unfolds in front of your eyes. You have to know that was all of it because of an initial will that you had in order to create it. Without the initial ratzon of yours, the house would never come about. So therefore, everything that was created afterwards was all really in that initial will. That was a seed that planted and grew the tree and all the apples that came out from it. So the seed included everything. That is the Eke. Shebo Akol Kamus, everything is hidden there. Aveyotze Lifo Veligilui, and it came out in actualization. Veligilui Kifir Ratzon Amatzil, Vesidran Agat Ulamber, Besod Eke Ashe Eke. I will be what I will be. Shakol Shemot Klulu Beshem Hashem, Beshem Eke. And all the other names that we'll speak about, the Abaye and Elokim and so on and so forth, all included in this original name, because that's the way it works. Again, that's the seed. The seed, which is the Keter, and the seed includes everything, even the branches, even the fruits, that will eventually come out in some shape or form. V'kasher yotzim hanagot hanhagot lif'ol me'aketer l'chutz, and when everything comes out of the chutz, az kifi b'chinat svira, according to this particular svira, again, even chesed comes out of the keter, and so on and so forth. So each one will be a bit different than the other, even though it comes from the same shore, but each one have its particular attributes. Tit gale hanagah b'shem ha'amitim, now, next. Shem Yudkei Bechokhma. Shem Yudkei Bechokhma. We know there's a Havaya, which we call Yudkei Vavkei. Now, the two most important letters of that name is the first two letters. Ka is a holy name. That's a holy name. Now, that represents the Sphira of Chokhma, as we defined just a minute ago. Keulam Chokhma Remuza. Remuza, the od yud the avaya kloli, because the chokhma is really merumas in the first letter, which is yud. Now bina remuza beot hey rishona, because if you have the yud kevav ke, you have hey rishona hey achrona. Hey rishona represents the bina. Omnam chokhma elyon kolelet bina betocha, because we know every other highest sphira includes the lower sphira. So in Keter, as we said, that's the seed, includes all the different spheres, even until Malchut. Chokhma, therefore, would include everything except for Keter, because it came out from Keter, it's like the children of Keter. And therefore, Chokhma will include everything, the Chokhma, and the Bina and everything underneath that. So therefore, when you're dealing with the Shem Hashem of Yud Kei, which represents Chokhma Ve-Bina, really, Be'etz the Bina is Nichlal in the Chokhma. Nichlal in the Chokhma. So we can call the Yud Kei as really Yud, the Yud Kei as Chokhma. As Chokhma. Now, even though we can look more deeply into the name, and you'll find a Bina there as well. And then he says, "Omnam haChokhma Elyon Kulala Bina V'Tocha Besod Haven BeChokhma Kinizkar BeYisef Yitzira." Sefer Yitzira Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel speaks about a phrase that he coins as Haven BeChokhma. Stand with your wisdom. That's the two bechinos of Bina and Chokhma. And really, that you should understand with your Chokhma means your understanding is in your Chokhma. It's one and the same. But is there Chokhma Nikra Yud Kei? Next, V'Shem Havaya. Binikud Elokim Hu Bibina. Now, when you look at the Havaya, which is Yud K, when I pronounce K means hey, I just don't want to say the letter. That's our tradition. Yud K Vav K, then what do we see? That is Keneg, when you have Nikud of Elokim, all the vowels of Elokim are placed underneath the four letters of Yud K Vav K, that represents Bina. Bina. Shahari hi atzma rumuza behe arishona da avaya. Mikivan shabina hi em habanim. The Bina represents the em habanim, the mother of the children. Bina in the, as we explained, that Bina comes up in the ninth act, and I don't know if we explained this shurim, but we know that Bina is connected to the partsuf of Ima. Ima, which is the mother. That's why he's referring to Bina as the Em HaBanim. Em HaBanim. She's the mother of the children. We'll see that all the other Sefirot come from her. As we said, everything is Kalul in the previous, in the higher Sefira. Shehem Rumozim Be'otiyot Vavke. She is actually represented by the Vavke. Again, she's represented by the first He. But also, we can also view her as, again, this all Be'erichin. Be'erichin meaning that we can always look at various situations in different perspective. Doesn't mean one is more right than the other, or one is wrong and one is right. It's just looking at things from a different vantage point. This is really brought out from the Rashash in Sefer Rechov HaSanar, and also now Shalom over there explains this concept of Erke Kenuyim, which is very much used by the Arizal. And this is just a system by which to analyze the words of Arizal, to understand that even Arizal was using this notion of Erke Kenuyim, meaning that you look at things at different vantage points. So you can say things that apparently are contradictory, but if you think through them, they're just using different languages to really mean the exact same thing. So again, we can call this sphere of Bina, we can call it Ima, in parts of language. And we can say that the Bina is part of the system of the Yud-K. But if we want to look at the system in a different vantage point, we can say the Bina represents, or the M represents the Vav-K, the latter part. Then the Yud-K would be the Chokhmah, as we explained, and the Bina would be the Vav-K. That means the Chokhmah is Mashpia, is the masculine is always mashpir to the feminine, and therefore the Yud Ke be mashpir to the Vav Ke. And inside of her actually is the Yesod of Ibo. Again, in the mother, she has the facilities to make an Ibo, which is a child. Now, Vigama Chokma Kalula Ba Besod Yud Im Ake. And even the Chokma is included in that, in Besod Yud Im Ake. That's the previous. So again, those are the two vantage points. You can see it either as Yud K Chokma and Bina, or we can use it as the Yud K Vav K system, one playing off the other one. Kimo Shikatu Besefer Yetzira Achokma Bebina. So the Chokma can be in the Bina, or the Bina Havan B'Chokhmah is the opposite way around. Depends which situation you want. For example, parents. Sometimes the father is more instrumental than the mother, and sometimes the mother is more instrumental than the father. So you have those two different types of situations, which is represented here as well in the Patsuf in this field. Let's continue on the top of page Nun Gimel. Lachen. Yesh ba Hashem avaya shalem, and therefore altogether you have a Yud K Vav K. Ela, shu b'nikum Elokim. We said it's vowed with the same vowels that are being used in Elokim, the word Elokim. Then kivan shebina dina mitarim mina v'hi shoresh dinim. So why do we use this nikud of Elokim? Elokim representing strict justice. Since we know that bina is on the left hand side, and left hand side we know that represents the Arizal tells us represents strict justice. Therefore, by definition, bina must be part and parcel of this strict justice system. And therefore, thus the reason why we make the Nekud of Elohim, because that represents justice, which will make sense to apply that to Bina. As the Zohar says, the Dina Demita Arimina, that the Dinim are waking up from her, she is the source, actually, of the Dinim. Visham, the Shem Kel, let's continue the next one. Shem Kel is Bechesed. The Shem Kel, Aleph Lamed, is, which we pronounce Kel, because again, we don't want to pronounce the holy name. So it's b'shem Chesed, k'mo shekotov b'Tehillim, Nun Beis Amud Gimel, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. That Hashem is meitiv, gives over Chesed all day long. B'shem Elokim b'Gvura, and our next one is b'shem Elokim will be applicable to Gvura, which makes sense. Again, Gvura on the left hand side, Elokim being justice, Gvura also being justice. The Shem Elokim who midat adin b'kol makom, and Elokim is always the depicting din and justice. Now Shem Yudke Vavke b'tifer, again Shem, the Yudke Vavke, even though we use the Yudke Vavke for bina, but again it depends on the nekud. It depends on the nekud you be using, that also influences the name. That influences the name, or the name will be influenced or will influence the tachtonic, depending on the nekud, because the nekud has a tremendous influence on the Shem Hashem. Shehu b'klal k'shisha k'tzavas kol kulam be'ot vav, and the tiferet is connected, if you would to make this erechim, to evaluate the sfirot compared to the yud kevavke, you would see that Za is compared to the Vav. That means if you look at the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is four letters, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud is compared to Chochmah. He is compared to Bina. Vav is compared to what's after Bina, that we have Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Those Vav Ketzavot, as we call them, are compared to the Vav of the Avaya, which is in generally known as Tiferet in short, but really the Tiferet includes all six Sfirot, from Chesed all the way down to Yesod. V'gam mikabel shefa me'amuchi me'achokma v'abina amispashetim amash piim bo shehem yudke v'nishlam l'shem yudke vavke. And as well, we know that in the shapes of the sphere, where the standing is, that means that chokma is on the right hand side, bina is on the left hand side, ches is on the right hand side, gvur is on the left hand side, tiferet is in the middle. Tiferet in the middle, that means it is a is mamutz, as we call it. That is a, it's a tamsis, it is a sort of a shorter version of the two sides put together. It's what we call rachamim. Not too much chesim, not too much gvot, it is rachamim. It is a what we call a pshara between both sides. And therefore, tiferet, everything which is on top, on the right and left side, will feed into the middle kav and give a perfect balance to Tiferet. In English, roughly translated, very poorly translated, means beauty. Beauty is this balance, it's serene balance that there is in beauty, that is not too much this, not too much that, is just beautiful. It is what it is. It's a combination of both strengths together. That's what it's all about. So therefore, it's going to funnel in the Yud K, creating the Vav K, and therefore that's the Shem Avai. That's what's represented by the Tiferet. Excuse me. V'gam mekabel. That's what he says over here. Again, I'll read. V'gam mekabel shefa umuchi mechochma v'bina mashpim bo shem Yud K nishlam hem Yud K Vav K. Ki amalchut hi ot heyaklula bo besod atara berosh yesod. And the malchut again is still in the middle kav, represents when you compare it to the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is finally the final hey. The final hey represents a combination of the whole entire name, all the workings that you went through the Yud, you went through the K, first hey, and then you went through the Vav, and then finally the culminates into the manifestation of the Shefa into the hey achrona, which is represented by the malchut. The malchut's job is to take now this manifested Shefa and to pass it over to the Nivraim, which is us. Then he continues. V'shem Avaya Tzivakot Benetzach. Now, the next name that we see coming often is Shem Havaya Tzivakot, two of them, which is represented in the sphere called Netzach. V'shem Elukim Tzivakot is Behod. Is Behod. Ken Netzach Kav Yamin Avaya Behod Kav Smol is Elukim. Because why is Netzach Havaya the Havaya Tzivakot, and the other one's Elokim, because Netzach is on the right hand side, which represents against the Chesed, and Tzivak and Hod is on the left hand side, which represents the Gevurah, which would make sense to say that it's Elokim Tzivakot. Vehem Tchei Beim, and these are the two Beim underneath the Yesod. Shemehem Nimshach Vatipa Le Yesod Leholedet Kol Minei Toldot Ashpaat Ba'olam Nikraim Tzevakot. And through these Beim, therefore, which feed into the Yesod, they give rise to all else that would come out from that, which all create a thing which is called Tzivakot. Now, V'shem Kel, Chai, V'shakai, B'yesod. All three names of Kel, which is his Chesed, Chai means living, and Shakai is a different name. These are all found in the sphere of Yesod. Ki Yesod, who, what is the definition? Yesod, who, Shi'ur, Koma. B'yesod, like the Pasuk says, like the Gemara says in Chagiyah, Yud Gimel Alon Aleph, Shama Lo'olam Dai. And he said to the world, Olamo, sorry, Dai. Enough. Stop spreading. Stop making this too big. The Mokom Panuya has to be limited to what it is. Not bigger than it has to be. V'hu ever chai, B'yesod od Yosef bini chai. and the same it was is my child Yosef, is he still living? Besod Hasheva Mispashet Bo Lamshicho Lechiyoto Kol Olamot. The whole Yesod of Yesod is to give. The Sod of Misfirt Yesod is to give the right amount of liveliness, chai, which is nourishment, which is life, into the lower Patsuf, into the lower worlds. That's all Tafkid of Yesod. And finally, the name which is attributed to the Midat of Malchut, the Sfirt of Malchut, is Hashem Adnud, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Adnud, which means Master. Shamelech Hu Adon Al Kol Amasim. To show this inion of Malchut, which is kingship over our world. That means finally, when you get through all the Sfirot, from Keter, Chochma, Bina, Dat, Sfira, Chesed, Netzah, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, that's a combination of all the Kochot, it manifests in Malchut, which is the Bat Dinim, which then attribute and distribute everything, all the Shefa, all the blessing, and all the justice, and so on and so forth to us. Okay. Let's do a few more lines here. Hari, Shinikra Ensov Be'elo Shemot Be'emtzaot Asfirot She'al Yedahu Mashpir Manhig Et Olamo. So again, as we said, we were showing over here, he's showing to us the author, the Arizal actually, that how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world. V'hu She'agam through the Sfirot, through the Shemot, She'agam She'ensov Mitzad Atzmo En Shaychem Bo Shemot. Even though for himself, the Ensov doesn't need all the Shemot, doesn't need the Sfirot, Hare Ein Musag Klal, Shahare Ein No Musag Klal, Ein Roshum Gvulot, has no limitations whatsoever. Below Shino and Hagato, and it has no changes in the running of its of the Ensof. Veshemot Hani Inyanim Lagbil Kol Etzem Atzmo, and the whole point of these names are to hold back the Shefan, to be Maglin, to put it into the Kalin, to give it different attributes. Velechalik Bo Atzamim VeInyanim Shonim, and to separate and to divide the Ensof Areinu Mugbal Klal, and the Ensof is actually opposite, completely opposite by definition. There's no border. There's no hagbalot whatsoever. Vehu akol she'ein od milevado, ve'ein domelo, ve'ein shayach lechalek lehavdil beno leven shum davar. Ulam kivan shenitzabesh bo oro be'ein ve'esesvot atzilut. ובהם יש להם שינויים חילוקים בבחינת כל אחד מיוחד כפי הנהגת הנהגתה לפעולתה ותחתונים. But since this is the whole point of the world of Tzilut, which is the one of the primary worlds which we, the finite world, will be working with, that's why all these names have been introduced, all these limitations, all the Agbalot were introduced. Not for the Kadosh Baruch Hu's sake, but for our sake. לכן גם אין סוף התלבשת באותו השעה. Even though the end sof, of course, is all there, because there's no place where the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not there, so why does he need all these limitations? Again, not for him, for us. והרת הנהגת יוצאת מתפשטת מאותה ספירה, נקרא בשם ספירה היא. או שם הוויה, או שם אלוקים, או שם אדנות כדומה. So all these different influences that we receive, sometimes strict din, sometimes chesed, sometimes rachamim, these are all attributed by the different shefa going, funneling through the different names of Hashem. And svirot, hare kenal, vuhu vegom chad bahom, ve'es svirot asilu. So therefore, not to get to confused, to say, look, oh wow, there's so much pure, there's so much differentiation, there's 10 different shams over there, what's going on? No, it's everything run, funneled by the fundamentals, the fundamental end self, which is in all things, that's the energy line which connects all things together, but they're separated in different kavim. ולכן הוא נקרא על שמם הכל אחדות גמור אמיתית אלוקות ממש, and therefore they're all considered to be one. Okay, good, we'll stop it here for now.